Why, hello. Welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time here, welcome to the shit show. If you are an OG, if you continue to come back, if you continue to grow, lean into your intuition, heal your shit, take the sea salt baths, love on your inner child. I love you. Thank you so much for your continued support. I appreciate each and every one of you. If this podcast is helping you, if it's guiding you, if it's helping you lean into your intuition a little bit more, help you understand that you are a soul, having a human experience, all of those things, I would be so grateful if you can head on over to iTunes and write a review. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And now, more than ever, this world is a dumpster fire and we need a little bit more light. And I think that this podcast does exactly that. If you know someone that can benefit from these conversations, if you know someone that can vibe with this content, I would be eternally grateful if you can send this podcast over to them. Be sure to come hang out with me on Instagram. I got a ton of great content over there as well. Get on my email list, all of that stuff. Man, let's hang out. Let's fucking chill. So anyway, today I'm going to give you the best piece of advice that you are ever going to need or you're ever going to get, okay? And I do not say this lightly. This is something that can transform your life, your business, your relationships radically. And all it takes is one simple step. Most people, 99% of people, create their worlds, live their lives through their own perception, through their own lenses. This is where it gets cloudy. This is where our traumas begin to build up and unresolved things within us and our belief systems cloud our reality. They fuck it all up, man. This is where arguments happen. This is where, you know, wars happen. This is really the real reason why relationships end, is because there's two people coming from two different perceptions that can't see eye to eye. And yet all we need to do, and I'm not saying that perception is a bad thing. It's the only thing we have, to be completely honest, but we want to make sure that our perception is positive. We want to make sure that our perception and our mindset is here and benefiting us and allowing us to live really magical lives and to help us understand that we are not our thoughts and we are certainly not our emotions, and that everything that we have experienced in our life, all the pain, all the hurt, all the heartbreak, is healable. And we don't need to live from our past. We don't have to be our past selves. We do not have to hold what we have experienced like a badge of honor. We can recognize it. We can heal from it. We can transform it. We can transmute it. And we can become the next level version of ourselves. So where was I? So much of our conflict, so much of our suffering is due to the fact that we are living in our perception, okay? We are seeing it as kind of victim, to be completely honest. If you have a sisterhood wound, like so many of us women do, and someone does something or says something that triggers your personal sisterhood wound, you're going to feel like it's a personal attack because you're still in your perception. If you are able to become self-aware enough to take yourself out of the perceptive mode and go into perspective mode, that is where the pain dissipates. That is where our suffering dissipates. That is where we are able to see the bigger picture. That is where we are here to under. That is where we are able to understand all sides of an argument, all sides of whatever it is going on. If you are able to do that, you can change the fucking world. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. Perception is where all conflict lies. Perception is where our suffering lies. We have to be able to take a step back. We have to go into perspective mode. We have to see that when we are living our lives, and here's like a perfect example of this, guys. I have two basset hounds. One of them is like 14 years old. She's an old girl. And we're at the stage in her life where I have to let her out probably every hour to 2 hours. And she's having accidents. And it just, my life feels right now like I'm just her nurse, right? And there was one day a couple of weeks ago where she just had a really bad day and she had like six accidents in the house. It was due to a UTI, but still it was just a lot, like mentally, for me to deal with, on top of, you know, the coaching calls that I had that day, on top of rotating the laundry, doing the dishes, cleaning the house. And it was like the day after I mopped that this happened. So it was just even more frustrating. I was in my perception. I was in my perception. I was being all like fucking victim mentality. And it really wasn't benefiting any of us, like the vibe in the whole house, including my husband, because he's very helpful with this. It was just low. We were frustrated. We were angry. We were, you know, literally trying every single time to get her outside on time. And it was just like a shit show, on top of like the stress of opening up a food truck. If you guys don't know, my family owns 5 sandwich shops in the New York and Connecticut area called Froggy Sandwiches. Go get a sandwich. They're fucking delicious. And they were working on a sandwich truck that's actually at its first event today. But yeah, it's just a lot. We had a lot of stress going on, and I am about to be traveling across the country, and I have to do, it's just a lot. It was a lot. And when I find myself in my suffering, when I find myself in that place of really being human, the thing that I do is I just go and I meditate. That has always been my answer, because I need to be able to quiet my mind long enough so I don't listen to the stories that I'm telling myself, right? That's the reason why I was in suffering to begin with, was because I was listening to the stories that I was telling myself. And it was in that meditation that I really got this massive download, where it's like perception versus perspective. And that so much of the problems that we face, the experiences that we have, is due to the fact that we are in our perception. And we have to take ourselves back and put ourselves into perspective mode, where we see the bigger picture. And when I was able to take myself out of the Erica that's chasing around a dog, cleaning up her piss, and just being so frustrated, and I was able to see, well, what's Winnie going through right now? You know what I mean? I'm sure this isn't comfortable for her. I'm sure this is really, and this is, you know, I'm talking about a dog, but, you know, dogs are intelligent. You know, when I was able to get into perspective mode, it helped me understand, like, I'm sure she doesn't enjoy this just as much as I don't enjoy this. I'm sure my dog, you know, I'm sure she doesn't like that she's aging. I'm sure she doesn't like that she's not as independent as she once was. I don't think she enjoys having to go out every minute or so. I know she doesn't want me to have these accidents. And, you know, and she's been such a complete blessing to me and my husband and our family. And she's such a loyal dog. She's such a good dog. She's funny. She's sweet. She's been such a big role in my family's life. And she's brought such joy to us. And, you know, the aging and what's happening is just a part of the journey. It's just the chapter that we're in right now. And when I was able to see the perspective, I got out of that meditation with such a sense of gratitude, because I'm like, you know, it is what it is. Like, I just have to love her for who she is. And I have to, you know, be okay with what's happening and, you know, just cherish the moments that we still have with her. Luckily, I just brought her to the vet, and like the doctor's like, she's like the healthiest 14-year-old dog I've seen. And I'm like, okay. But yeah, no, but it's, that's really all it takes. That's all it takes, is just, you got to get out of your pain body. You have to get out of the suffering. You have to not look at things through your own lenses. Okay. Remember that we are souls having human experiences, and this coincides, this action of, I'm saying this so much, your perception versus your perspective is very much a spiritual exercise. It is very much a spiritual exercise, because at the end of the day, the things that we think are problems really aren't problems. The things that tend to get us in a place of overwhelm and frustration are simply because we're caught in the hamster wheel of being human. You know, we are caught in the hamster wheel of the emotions, of our, you know, our thoughts, our ideas, the beliefs that we think are truth, and when in fact they're not truth. So I would love to give you guys a homework assignment, and I want you to think of something that going on in your life right now, whether that's in your relationships, in your job, in your business, something, whatever it is, you probably have something that you are struggling with right now. And I want you to really think of it, and I want you to list all the things while you're in your perception, why it's a problem, why it's affecting you that way. And then I want you to visualize yourself taking a step back from that viewpoint, just taking a couple steps back and seeing the bigger perspective, seeing it from the other side of you, seeing it from another person's viewpoint, seeing it from the stands, basically. And help and let yourself understand that our problems are only as big as we allow them to be. Our issues are only as big as we allow them to be. Where we put our energy is where our energy grows. Therefore, the more we think about something, the bigger it's going to be, period. So that's my spiel for this week. I hope everyone's doing good. I hope everyone's enjoying the fall season. I will see you around the internet, and have a wonderful day.